You are listening to the audio production of The Freedom of a Christian, the third of three treatises of 1520 by Martin Luther, published by One Audiobooks and read by Wayne Evans. Letter of Martin Luther to Pope Leo X. Among those monstrous evils of this age, which I have now 3 years been waging war, I am sometimes compelled to look to you, and to call you to mind, most blessed Father Leo. In truth, since you alone are everywhere considered as being the cause of my engaging in war, I cannot any time fail to remember you. And although I have been compelled by the causeless raging of your impious flatterers against me to appeal from your seat to a future council, fearless of the feudal decrees of your predecessors, Pius and Julius, who in their foolish tyranny prohibited such an action, yet I have never been so alienated in feeling from your blessedness as not to have sought with all my might, in diligent prayer and crying to God, all the best gifts for you and for your see. But those who have hitherto endeavored to terrify me with the majesty of your name and authority, I have begun quite to despise and triumph over. One thing I see remaining, which I cannot despise, and this has been the reason of my writing anew to your blessedness, namely, that I find that blame is cast on me, and that it is imputed to me as a great offense, that in my rashness I am judged to have spared not even your person. Now, to confess the truth openly, I am conscious that, whenever I have had to mention your person, I have said nothing of you but what is honorable and good. If I had done otherwise, I could by no means have approved my own conduct, but should have supported with all my power the judgment of those men concerning me. Nor would anything have pleased me better than to recant such rashness and impiety. I have called you Daniel in Babylon, and every reader thoroughly knows with what distinguished zeal I defended your conspicuous innocence against Sylvester, who tried to stain it. Indeed, the published opinion of so many great men and the repute of your blameless life are too widely famed and too much reverenced throughout the world to be assailed by any man, of however great name, or by any arts. I am not so foolish as to attack one of whom everyone praises. No, it has been, and always will be, my desire not to attack even those whom public repute disgraces. I am not delighted at the faults of any man, since I am very conscious myself of the great beam in my own eye. Nor can I be the first to cast a stone at the adulteress. I have indeed inveighed sharply against impious doctrines, and I have not been slack to censure my adversaries on account, not of their bad morals, but of their impiety. And for this, I am so far from being sorry that I have brought my mind to despise the judgments of men and to persevere in this vehement zeal, according to the example of Christ, who, in his zeal, calls his adversaries a generation of vipers, blind, hypocrites, and children of the devil. Paul, too, charges the sorcerer with being a child of the devil, full of all subtlety and all malice, and defames certain persons as evil workers, dogs, and deceivers. In the opinion of those delicate-eared persons, nothing could be more bitter or intemperate than Paul's language. What can be more bitter than the words of the prophets? The ears of our generation have been made so delicate by this senseless multitude of flatterers that as soon as we perceive that anything of ours is not approved of, we cry out that we are being bitterly assailed. And when we can repel the truth by no other pretense, we escape by attributing bitterness, impatience, intemperance to our adversaries. What would be the use of salt if it were not pungent, or the edge of the sword, if it did not slay? Accursed is a man who does the work of the Lord deceitfully. Wherefore, most excellent Leo, I beseech you to accept my vindication, made in this letter, and to persuade yourself that I have never thought any evil concerning your person. Further, that I am one who desires that eternal blessing may fall to your lot, and that I have no dispute with any man concerning morals, but only concerning the word of truth. In all other things I will yield to anyone, but I neither can nor will forsake and deny the word. He who thinks otherwise...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?